level two is also like the intellectual affective boundary confusion, so I think that would probably be because
it's like more descriptive.
We need to have some kind of mutual agreement.
Well, it was a five more just because like that was the best fit, you know, like it's not going to be, it's not a classic textbook four or three, or, you know, I ruled out one and three right away because those are very easy to see, and then,
right.
I mean, I looked at the four and I didn't really see, like, looking back at all of Diana Diamond's examples of, like, the caring or the nasty, like that, it didn't really fit with any of those, because those seem to be, you know, pretty specific. So then I was looking at the two and the five, and I mean, just that they are kind of different, it didn't fit into that.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I just think if we try to apply some common sense here, I can't see a two. I mean, boundary confusion means that the person
right.
is struggling to differentiate themselves with another person.
Mm-hmm.
And if you describe your mother as determined and hardworking, I don't see how that can qualify you to be
right.
confused over your boundaries with your mother.
If you think about it as the construct, I guess it doesn't deserve such a low score. But I guess using that specific example, I think that I just describe like worried, unhappy, or something like that. I think that's where I think maybe you're coming from.
Yeah, but, exactly where I was.
But I could see how a score like that doesn't belong in the same category. Someone can accept that.
I think sometimes when you're really struggling, step back and try to get out of the forest and just look at the entire scale and think, okay, where would this person go if I didn't have the scale here? I mean, hardworking and determined, does that person really warrant such a drastically low score? I think there isn't, I mean, we can do all the training you want, but in the end, you need to apply some common sense as well.
And it wouldn't be a four then, it would be a five?
Well, it definitely wouldn't be a four, because there's no idealization or denigration. Hardworking and determined, I mean, they're generally positively valenced
right.
adjectives, but I wouldn't call them idealized. She's the most hardworking person I've ever met. She's as determined as a bulldog. That's idealization. So let's
oh,
look at some others.
Number three.
I feel like this person, it sounds like they don't have that great feelings, you know what I mean? They're kind of being cold about it.
Five isn't a good, seven
yeah.
is really like the beginning of
yeah.
like a fairly decent score. So I mean, five is still pretty low, like as far as it
yeah,
goes.
Five
is low. And a lot of the times, like our scores of five for the scale are similar to a lot of the answers of five on the other scale. So
yeah.
when I was on the fence with that one, I just figured usually they've been similar. So just using those adjectives, you know, if it was a five on the last scale, like from the answers
like
we've had, it's been
the five on
consistent.
The last scale was absent of thought and feeling.
Just
so it was much more.
No, they're different.
Yeah.
But there's been a correlation between what we've been scoring. So.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. Also, keep in mind that was a 9-point scale. This is a 10-point scale. You can't.
No, they're not. It's not prescriptive. It's just
yeah.
a lot of the fives we've been giving.
Yeah, I hear
so
you.
So when I gave it a five, but when I was thinking about it, I was confident more with a five because, you know,
right.
it's been more.
Okay, so number three, we have fairly tight-knit group, actually, Marie, you're the outlier, but not by much. I mean, we have all sixes and sevens, and then Marie, you gave a five. Do you want to go over it, or a struggling and striving individual who enjoyed wealth and beauty?
I think I saw it as kind of generic description that I couldn't differentiate, and it wasn't even roles. So a lot of the notes that I took about levels 6, and I looked at a lot of my notes when I gave it a 5, but it was a 6, like what you're saying with this one. And I think I just didn't think it was emerging enough in terms of being related. So I think I gave it a 5 because I didn't see how it was. I just thought it was too adjective, like, driven as opposed to related.
So Giacomo, you gave it a 7, so why don't you argue the other point of view?
I mean, I saw that as the writer was kind of towering just different or disparate aspects of this individual, as, you know, in the past they were enjoying wealth and they were doing okay, whereas now they're struggling. I saw there's some temporality there as well, and even though they're struggling, they're striving, you know, as well. So so there's a lot of temporality in that. That's what, in terms of why I gave it a 7.
You took enjoyed as they used to enjoy? I figured the person had died.
Yeah. That's why I didn't give it the 7 and I was at the 6.
Exactly, because I thought the person
I guess
was
that's how
dead.
I perceived it. Yeah. Yeah. Someone who's currently struggling. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw that there was,
but
like...
But the moment is who used to enjoy.
Maybe they're old now,
yeah.
And
I can see
they're not, you know...
They're neither wealthy nor attractive.
They're old and maybe not as...
Ugly.
I gave it the 6 because I...
Old and ugly.
Charlie Sheen.
Poor and ugly.
Example. Charlie Sheen.
Winning.
He's poor.
But wouldn't you say who used to as opposed to...
Oh, who enjoyed. That's
the best sense. I mean, it's not like they're polarized, like, you know, like as where a 5 would, you know, like where a 5 would be given that kind of answer. I think there's a struggle even for the writer to kind of understand this person as well.
I think that's why I gave it a 6. They took a
further
than like the just the list. I mean, they've kind of developed it into a little bit more of something like that. She's like this, but also like this, like the kind of the 6 example. But I mean, they didn't really like elaborate enough
really
like the cause and effect.
I mean, I actually see a 5 more than I see a 7 on this. But you were the only one who did give a 5. So the group conscience is a 6, but I think what you said, Chris, about it being a 6 makes sense to me.
I mean, they gave just like a little bit more, you know, like it has all those nice 5 aspects, but they linked them, like...
And we're starting to see, like, a unique person there. It's not
mm-hmm. Alrighty. So, number 4, everybody got it right. 7.
Now watch,
we have Diana Diamond, we give her this and she gives it a 2. Then we're in deep shit.
She would be just as out of whack with the group as we would be.
She'd be the outlier.
It's a reciprocal process, right?
That's right.
So she would have to adjust.
So 5, all 7s and 8s. Very nice. Number 6, we got 4 4s, 1 5, and 1 6. So, Richard, you were the outlier with the 6. You want to defend yourself? I can read it. My father is a loving, caring, responsible person. Can you be talked down off the ledge to a lower score?
Yeah, I guess I could accept that.
All right. I mean, I guess the question, it's between a 4 and a 5, right?
It's a 4. I looked at previous examples of 4 from
Chris
Diana
so.
Diamond and loving, caring, and responsible. We're all 4s.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, so I mean, like,
okay.
To go back, I went through the ones that were in the manual. And
okay, very good.
And there was another response that said, like,
yeah.
There you go. So I guess because of the idealization, these are very idealizing adjectives.
And that they're all, you know, grouped together like that.
I mean, given that logic, you know, it's not too far away from determined and hardworking.
I think it was like right. the loving, caring moments before okay. the flag.
All right.
It's like those are people positive. Like caring, loving.
Right.
Yeah, like support, sweet, supportive, just really nice.
You could be a complete asshole and still be determined and hardworking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You can't be an asshole and be loving and caring. Yeah. Unless you have a, you score a 10.
Yeah, but you would have to elaborate.
Right, you'd have to, right, give a little bit more. Right. Mm-hmm. All right, so that was 6. And then 7. We got all 5s and 6s, but Richard had a 7.
And 6.
On number 7?
I know, it was a 7.
So you want to defend your 7? Mother was bright, caring, damaged, and I miss her terribly.
I think I probably put 7. I probably just looked way too much into I miss her terribly, and I thought I brought a sense of time in with that.
Also, you probably saw it's a unilateral relationship. I miss her. Mm-hmm. She's not doing anything to me, but I'm missing her.
Yeah.
If it was just the first 3 words and didn't say, and I miss her terribly, what would you have given it? Bright, caring, damaged.
That'd be like a 5.
Yeah. I had to say, I thought I wrote 5-6 because I was thinking that was a 5, and then I miss her terribly, so it was just like a little emergency 6.
Yeah.
Because you said if they hit the high note, that you give them the high note.
Well, I looked at the I miss her terribly as a red herring in this aspect, because I'm describing the mother, and it's not, you know, she misses me terribly, and it's not, I'm describing myself, and I miss my mother terribly.
Yeah, I was looking at lower-end responses, like, examples, and there was a lot of things, there were some things like that with the writer and it still got a low score.
So when it says for 7, you know, playing devil's advocate along with Richard, in unilateral relationship, it's unilateral, the object to the self.
Or the object to other objects, or the, you know.
But not the self to an object.
Unless you describe it yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Then that, if it's self to object, that would merit a lower score, is what you're saying. Okay.
I just looked at it as ancillary information on this kid, you know, like it was kind of... She's describing her mother, and then she's giving us this little line.
Is there one score that seems to be a little bit more appropriate than the other? Between 5 and 6? I gave it a 6, but I'm wondering. Was there more 5s for that one?
There were 2 5s, Chris and Melissa.
I mean,
everybody else was 6, Richard was a 7.
If it was Fred, you know, like her leaving did this to me, like. You know, causes the message terrible. Actually, that would probably be an 8.
Passing.
You know, like, passing. But I mean, you know, they haven't directly denoted she's having this effect on me. You know, like, to kind of...
Why did you elevate it to a 6?
I just looked at that, like, last as almost like an aside that they make.
Yeah, I also... didn't really take that as so much into account, and I gave it a 6, feeling like there was kind of a dichotomous.
Well, the 5 has like the dichotomous, but the 6 slightly elaborates on it. So, you know, like they have to be able not only just to be able to tolerate saying them, but to, you know, link them a little bit. And then 7 is like elaborating on.
I think the 5 is more like bullet pointed, 6 is like a list of a little bit of elaboration. That's why I gave it 5.
Yeah, so 5 is, they are described in absolute, mutually exclusive terms with little or no sense of contextual influence or temporality.
That was the
5. So it's just, you know, kind of chops. But not like the links that, that the verbs make.
All right. Number 8, everybody was 7s and 8s. Happy with that. Number 9, all 7s and 8s, but Richard gave a 6. Do you want to defend your 6, Richard? Or anybody want to jump in?
I could go higher with that.
I feel like it's unique, so it has to be higher than two.
Okay, so for you, uniqueness.
Yeah.
So you're looking at seven or higher because of the uniqueness factor. Everyone else agree with that? You know, you can almost see the picture of the guy sitting there pondering, you know, decisions he has to make. You know, you want more. You're left kind of hanging. It's like a cliffhanger.
Well, I mean, he's also a person with relationships. I mean, regarding himself, his family, et cetera.
Sure.
You know, so he's got these other little seven. I was torn between a seven and an eight. I had a seven, then I wrote an eight, then I did a seven. I wasn't sure if, like, himself, you know, family, et cetera, you know, counted as discrete kind of episodes. So I just did say from up with a seven, but...
Yeah, actually, Melissa, you were the 8.
I've had a 7, I changed it to an 8.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
So, I mean, I could have been a 7.
Yeah,
I think it's probably a 7.5,
yeah.
You know?
It's a very thoughtful answer, though.
Yeah.
I think I bumped it up a little because I feel like they've really understood the behavior. Even though it's just this one setting, like, they really understood the behavior.
It could be empathetically attuned. Yeah.
You know what? What we're not getting here, though, for 9 is some sense of the narrator and his or her relationship with the father. And I'd want to see that. I think a little bit, at least, if I were going to assign an 8.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
I'm not seeing the relationship between the father and the respondent.
Do you think there'd be a distinction if the person had said, if in describing his father, he said, my father, something, something, with us children versus with me? Would you make a distinction? Would it be higher if it was
I think
father
definitely.
And me versus
you're
father and us?
Yeah, you're increasing the particularity
like he took care of,
us of the description. You're also you also have a relationship between the respondent and the father. So you have this relationality that's introduced into the description.
Right.
We're not having that here.
I mean, if you replace family with me.
Yeah,
right,
his family's very generic.
Because I was thinking, you know, maybe he's included in his family, but not really a part of it.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking that if he had said, if it was like the father with, like, the kids versus me.
If he elaborate maybe on me specifically, my dad, my mom, you know, like maybe that relationship and was really kind of able to, you know, articulate it.
Yeah, he does seem so removed from the family. Like, it's so, like, he could be talking about someone else's dad.
His family, not our family.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a voiceover.
Yeah.
Unless his father left from there very low.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like a eulogy.
And it is past tense.
Mm-hmm.
Was.
All right, so we've got number 10. And 4 6s, and then an 8 and a 5. So the 8 is the outlier, and that's Giacomo.
I can't defend it. I mean, I definitely bring it down.
I get 6 too from where I'm reading it now. I was the 5.
We got the I miss him, red herring, as Chris puts it.
That's probably the same person, right?
Oh, it could be.
I thought it was also damaged.
Oh, right.
I kind of took that into account when I was looking at it.
That's true. I didn't pick that up.
I totally thought it was.
Yeah. I mean,
interesting.
I don't know. Maybe because I guess weak as a father in many ways. I guess it's still there's that distance rather than distance there by saying just weak as a father. But then. I mean, I definitely bring it down.
So what are we going to do? Where are you going to bring it down to?
A two.
No, I can see. I mean, I wouldn't give it a. I wouldn't give it a five. I would give this definitely a six.
Yeah, Melissa, yeah, five is a little low, right?
Yeah, I guess. Well, I put like my like a connection between weak as a father in many other ways, while strong in others. Like now, reading that part again, that was the sixth note that bumped it up, and I have to remember like
right.
the highest note. Exactly.
I mean, because really, there's very little difference with the five and the six.
Yeah.
Other than just
better wording than the two.
Really, right. It's better wording.
Yeah. Mm. A conjunction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
More tolerance.
All right, 11, two fives and four sixes, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
12, two fours and four fives, that's great.
Can we just establish what that would be? Just like, because I know that a lot of the responses will
Which one, 11 or 12?
For 12,
borderline.
We'll get something like narcissistic personality or something I know that emerged a lot.
Yep.
Data, so
it feels like one of those type A personalities, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah. Well, Marie and Giacomo gave a four.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, I could see how it could be either one that we gave. I mean, I just saw it as maybe, it's almost like a denigration, but I don't know if that's my inference. So, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying, so that's, so.
If the description says, you know, idealization, denigration, but it said all-encompassing quality, lacks any reference to conditionality, other stuff, lacks oscillation.
Someone number four, right?
I guess I felt like a five. Borderline is oscillation almost. Like.
But the, like what it means, but just using that one term is global.
This is the same problem we had with it last time, though.
Yeah.
We were saying, because we all know what a borderline personality
is.
Our
understanding different things.
So that's why we went between a, I think, was it between a five
but
and a seven?
Gave it a seven.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, he did. But that was on the other scale.
Yeah, but I, you know, it was considered to be a little bit more complex and insightful than an answer versus.
Do we want to just make a rule here, like five, mm-hmm. for any kind of personality diagnoses?
Yeah.
All right. So Giacomo and Marie make a note of that.
Yeah, I had just liked that one, thought the five, because they are kind of holding both aspects, you know, with the borderline.
Is this the same answer from the same person that gave it the last time?
Yeah, okay. These are just unusual, so.
Okay, cool. So I was thinking like, well, another person just gave that one thing.
I mean, it could be me because of the field I'm in, but, you know, if somebody you guys aren't psychologists yet, but once you get in the field, if somebody calls somebody a borderline, it's a term of denigration.
Right. Right.
Now, I don't know how this person's using it.
Well, that's what I was saying. I wasn't sure about using my own inference to see.
Exactly. It's hard to know. So, I mean, the majority seems to agree that it's a five, so let's go with the majority on this.
But you would have given that a four?
Probably, yeah. But what do I know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's just me applying a term that, in my mind, is generally regarded as devaluing.
I mean, they're a lot of fun.
See, even that term, that phrase in and of itself, you're being sarcastic.
No,
you know, so.
I like my borderlines. They keep my day very interesting. I have a soft spot for
anger.
I don't
for rage.
I'm an idealized object.
Well, that's great, man. How long is that going to last?
No, usually I'm pretty good at riding that wave.
Okay.
The split always comes with somebody else. Like, I'm very, like, for whatever reason, they all tend to... I mean, it becomes annoying at point, like, if it was, you know, like, enough with the neediness, but I generally seem to fall on that side of the split. It's novelty. Yeah.
He's
winning. Yeah, yeah. Winning!
There's the challenges to being on that side.
Yeah, especially when this other staff member who's getting the other side of it,
right.
has to interact with you, and they end up hating you because you're the loved, idealized
object. Or when you say anything, it's just agreed with, oh, okay, okay. It's like, no, you don't have to agree, you know? Like, if it's not helpful or it's, you know, not appropriate, you don't have to agree with everything I say. Like, it's actually more helpful if we, you know, discuss. So,
all right, so moving on to 13. And we had a little variability here. Marie, you had a 5, and there were 3 sevens and 2 sixes.
Two sevens and 3 sixes?
3 sevens and 2 sixes. What do you think?
I remember this answer from before, obviously. I thought it was... I first wrote down 4, because I was like... Because I was just, you know, jotting it down, but I just figured this is kind of, you know, nothing nice is being said, really. Like, that's kind of a... It's a slam. That's how I saw it. I saw it as, like, a slam, like I did before. But in terms of this one, I put 5 then, because to me a 5 has... It's the black and white cookie that's still in the same cookie. So there's like...
But there's the
butt. Uh-huh.
I think the butt is with... It's his butt, she's always trying.
Right, so it's kind of like the... he's a real genius, but he's an idiot.
That, no, that one, I think though, said he's a genius, he's an idiot. Like two separate statements.
Two separate statements.
He's a, yeah, he's a genius, he's also a real idiot. But to me, the also is the same as...
Let me give you 2 words and then apply to this.
Okay.
Unilateral relationship.
Right.
Okay, do we see that in this response?
Yeah, if she's always trying to set her up with
who men. Says she accepts I'm gay.
Right.
It's a unilateral relationship.
But so, it's being contradicted?
No, she's always trying to set me up with men. Another unilateral relationship. 2 separate instances of unilateral relationship. Given that evidence, looking at the coding system, which number would you assign to that?
7.
So I would also disagree with Brianna and Richard, who gave 6s.
Yeah,
I've
thrown off by the butt statement.
Well, because, I mean, didn't we agree that, or we can't be sure, but that this was a woman?
Yeah.
Right, so she accepts that I'm gay, like, she's cool with it, but then she's undermining me. So I saw that as kind of a split, not a 4 split, but a 5 split.
Well, what, if you have to have a split, you have to have something positive. There's nothing positive about this woman.
She's not saying I'm accepted. She says
right. She says she accepts that I'm gay, but she's always trying to set me up with men. There's coherence there. It's coherent. It's totally coherent.
And it's trying to understand, well, very like, primitively understand the behavior.
Okay? Actually, when we talk about RF at some point in the future, this is actually a fairly complex instance of reflective functioning, because it demonstrates a disguise, that you understand that a person can be different, can feel something different from what they're saying. That's
right.
Actually a very complex form of mentalization. Not that it applies here, but just to give you for some foreshadowing there. But it's 2 very clear instances of a unilateral relationship, and that alone would bump it up to a 7.
I guess I was trying not to read into it to the point where I would think that this was a sophisticated, reflexive functioning type thing. So I just kind of saw it as she's accepting, but she's contradictory, which is an example of unilateral. I see that definitely. But I thought because it was negative, I was leaning it more.
You could be negative.
But...
I would say she's a bitch. obviously that's negative, but that's also being very devaluing. But maybe this is how her mother really is. She says she accepts I'm gay, but she's always trying to set me up with men.
Which is only one characteristic of the mother.
Well, that's true.
Which has nothing to do with a unique identity or a relation. True.
Well, that's why she didn't get an 8.
No, I definitely would not get an 8.
Right.
I mean, I see 6, definitely.
Okay.
I see it.
Well, what about a 7?
I don't know, I feel like the other 7 answers are longer and a little more elaborate.
Well, we're not judging by volume.
I know, but I'm trying to, like, check myself with, like, what we've been using, so...
Well, any other 7s want to chime in?
Well, I, like, since in this one we don't have, you know, like, complicated rules where you just defer to the highest, but I mean, even if you cut the whole statement out, she's always trying to set me up with men. She does this to me. It's a simple cause and effect. You know, like, so just that along would, you know, kind of bump it up into that 7 range.
Okay.
So she doesn't have to be nice about how she does it, but she was able to, you know, elicit some type of, like, lateral cause and effect. She does this to me.
So I guess what I could try to ingrain is this aspect of reflective functioning. So if there is kind of a complex understanding that's expressed here well, that probably should persuade me to go higher than 4 or 5 and more into the 6.
Well, if it's a consolidated, coherent response, which this is, and if there's some evidence that or indication that the mother has a relationship with the respondent, that's what you're looking for with the 7. And we have that here.
I just thought it was a very weird relationship. Like, it's not... It's very sterile.
It's clear, though, and, like, well-articulated, which is, like, another, like, if you're kind of having ifs about, like, a 7 is, like, the first level, like, that's one of the qualities. You know, like, if they articulate, you know, they say it, it's very concise, you know. You get a nice, at least that one simple aspect of a mother, like, you know, it's very concise in the way they did it.
I just figured that 7 would make it, would want it to be longer, but I see it.
You know, actually, with the other scale, the conceptual level scale, that whole thing, one of the scores that coding system yields is word count.
Yeah, they
did away with that.
Oh, they did?
In Blatt's email, because word usage, excessive verbiage can be a defense, so if you can say it and get your point across in fewer words, it's actually...
Really? Interesting. Okay, so the old version of that, they actually had a word count variable.
Yeah. And like I said, I fall into the habit of looking at their eloquence in writing as well, so when I see, like, bad grammar and things like that, to me, that I'm swinging down a little, just in terms of their ability to express themselves.
Yeah, try not to let that
I know.
interfere or intrude on your coding.
No, I'm trying to not do that at all, but for this one, I just,
All right, so 14. We have 4 sixes. And a 5 and a 7. So maybe the 5 and the 7 can duke it out. So Giacomo against Melissa.
I was reviewing these earlier, and I knew this one was going to be high for me. I'm not sure. But,
I felt like they just weren't integrated at all. I felt like it was just...
Well, let me read it, okay? Yeah. So it's a mother response. Compassionate, caring, funny with family, reserved with strangers, minimal education, religious.
I mean, I could see a 6 because it's starting to become a unique person, but I just felt like it was so, like...
It's pretty generic, but I mean... But it says, like, but it describes a person in different scenarios, like they're caring, funny, kind of outgoing with family, but nor around others, they're not the same. So, I mean, that's kind of where... That was my main reason for probably giving it too high of a score. But I could see, I would put it as a 6.
I could see a 6 also.
Okay. I don't see any unilateral relationship here.
Right, yeah. And that's when I was reviewing it as we were talking about that one, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, okay. And then 15, all fives and sixes. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Only 1 6, the rest fives. Yeah. In denial, laid back, athletic, masculine, resourceful, intelligent, hardworking.
It's like yet again, it's like a list of adjectives. Mm-hmm. I first go to five and then analyze it.
Four, you would need like idealization or right. denigration. I'm not seeing that with this list of.
I didn't give it four.
Huh?
You give it four?
No, you gave it five.
Six.
Oh, I'm sorry, six.
Okay. Yeah, I see the five. I guess, I mean, last time, I was on the lower end, so maybe I was trying to adjust in some way, but
All right. I mean, overall, I'm feeling very positive. What do you two guys? You guys are calling the shots, along with me. Do you think we're ready to start?
Yeah. I mean, I think even the ones we were on. I mean, if you look, you know, it was always within one of the group.
Yeah.
The outliers just were too off.
Yeah.
I
think you guys did a great job. Really. I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm. And the correlate probably would run higher if you took the two best, but versus like as a mean. So.
Absolutely. And I think that, as you readjust to the real sample, we're only going to go up from here. So, should we start?
Yeah.
You want to start with 15?
We're a little dangerous. We had 15. We did well with 15.
Do you remember how many responses did we start with when we first started coding the real sample last time? Do you guys remember?
I guess around that number.
I have it. I'd have to open up the file,
actually,
though.
I have it right now.
When we started doing real ones?
Yeah.
Marie's on it's
at
Falco.
It's kind of level one. There were 20.
20?
That was,
You're right.
Assignment one, so I don't know if you had sent.
We would probably have the practice.
Oh, and I can't really go because we did more than
everyone.
Yes.
So I can't go by my own. Like, I labeled it what you labeled it. So if you labeled it first real one, assignment one, then I labeled it. So there were 20 of them. And then assignment two, there were 20.
I think we said 20 for a while.
Okay.
Assignment three was 40.
You and Melissa did how many?
Probably a lot because we see each other, so we could send them, to you and then meet independently because we're.
We met several times a week, rather than.
We need work to do.
At work.
Yeah. Well, should we stick with the same teams?
That was an extra. Is that
I got one to do tonight.
I was looking.
Would no.
I'd like to work with
Dustin, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I like Dustin a lot. But he and I don't match. He and I don't match.
You don't match?
Yeah, we haven't been correlating. We're not well reliable.
You guys aren't getting along?
I've been keeping track. I match with perhaps.
Who?
This is business. It's not personal. It's not personal. That's awesome. I'm just saying that I feel like I would have a higher reliability, perhaps.
It's nothing personal.
No, not at all.
Dustin, I think you've just been edged out.
No, not at all.
Marie wants to work with Richard.
I just feel like me and Dustin's answers don't match up that much. But I do match with.
Who?
Answers. I haven't been keeping track. If you'd like
to you were.
Do an analysis. Just, actually, I feel like you and I agree a lot.
I haven't even been doing it.
When there's a conflict, that's why I've been keeping track of your
to the coding team, Jeff. I'll send you my first.
How did that work? Winning.
Joining. I just think in terms of if you want us to be on the same page with someone, then. I don't think Dustin and I were on the same page at all.
Oh, snap.
No, that's true.
It's not
an insult.
No,
that's true.
There's no right or wrong. Cody, you guys saw things. Yeah.
Quite different.
We just saw it differently a lot.
I'll tell you what. I'll go back in my notes and I will look at the... Because I printed out reliabilities among everybody the entire time. Mm-hmm. So I will do that. I'll figure that out. And but in the meantime, you guys can
we'll set up
figure
the
out.
Assignments, and then when you send it back, then we'll.
Exactly. And what you can do is, I mean, to make it less onerous on you guys, just maybe give this exact same assignments from the previous coding system, right?
Should they go to other people, though? Other teams?
Well, do you think you guys would remember?
Well, we're using a different system anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you see the same exact response, you don't think it would have an effect on how we're going to score it. If, I mean, not that we'll remember the necessarily the score, but some of the responses are pretty stand out. I don't know what you guys think.
Or we could be that much more familiar with them.
Well, what they could do, what you guys could do is you could keep the same assignments, but we'll just assign them to different teams for every week.
We could do that.
But we'll do the same assignments each week in parallel to the assignments that you assigned going through the process the last time, but you're just going to be sending them to different teams. How's that sound?
Yeah, I know there's some assignments that we sent that were like longer, whether it was for you and me or you and Melissa.
That's true.
So that's
well,
can
we just swap,
about.
Though, Chris, since Chris says it doesn't matter, we'll have the same ones, but swap what you and I were doing.
Is that possible?
I mean, I know we didn't do this, you and me and you two didn't do the same amount, I don't think, as, it, you know what I mean? So that's one thing I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
You guys might have done even more. I mean, I don't know.
Melissa's a coding beast. she would come in and she would be like, I need something else to do. And
oh my gosh.
Chris treated me to Starbucks based on the number of
codings. You know, well, I have a student who is looking for coders to code behavior on videotaped behavior in psychotherapy sessions. So I'll let her know that you're interested.
When I'm done.
She would pay, too. She'd actually pay.
She would actually pay.
She would actually pay, unlike this gig.
She's paid with my time, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's a positive or a negative.
But does Melissa know Laura?
No.
Okay.
There are a lot of borderlines that would love that opportunity, Melissa. Time in my office with me extra. Tamati.
So if you got loads of time, I mean, I'll tell Laura that you're interested. She's paying, I think, $20 per code.
Yeah, I'd be interested. So. I have to see how, you know, the scheduling works out.
All right.
Is she further behind than Giacomo and I?
Well,
she was.
Is she further behind than you guys?
In one sense, no, because she's finished like the bulk of the coding, the difficult coding. But she still has to code for behavior symptoms in the sessions, which is easier to code, but she still has that to do. So, Chris has like a little grin on her face.
How is funding determined? Like, how is one student able to pay another student's?
Out of pocket.
Yeah, she's paying out of pocket. Yeah.
Wow.
She has onerous videotapes of therapy sessions that need to be tried.
Oh, that's exciting.
Are you paying any people who?
Yeah.
What?
Are you paying any people who's like doing the lottery?
Oh yeah.
You did that too, right? Yeah. Raffle.
They don't get nothing until I'm done.
Is it just a raffle? Can I ask that question?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just a raffle.
Who's doing $10 Starbucks cards?
In the pre-proposal, somebody, either they would get like a $10 gift certificate, they could choose that or choose to do a raffle, which I thought was interesting to
give you a raffle made with high value.
Yeah, like they would get something from Best Buy.
That in itself is like a social psychology experiment.
Yeah, right when I thought that, I was like, that'd be really interesting if she was able to look at who actually selected the raffle or the immediate
the
reward.
Stickers.
It was like
interesting
that she allowed
with
that.
Mine, people could opt in or opt out of the raffle. And
right.
I mean, I think I had 60 of my 125 said yeah, so they just provided contact information so that the animal just dropped, whether it was 6 or 7 for $25 gift cards. But.
All right, so let's start that. I will email you guys and
So how do you want to deal with that? Do you think it matters?
I mean, Melissa, I hear what you're saying, but I think it's just going to be too difficult. Because it's a different coding system. Mm-hmm. You're going to be applying a different coding system anyway, and yeah. So I wouldn't think it's going to be such a problem.
No, I can see that. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys all right with that?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if it were actually videotapes of psychotherapy sessions, it'd be right. A totally different situation. So I will let you guys know, based on my calculations, I'll just do means.
Okay. I'll pair with Richard for the first assignment until you figure out what.
No, I mean I.
Because we're gonna have an extra person.
Right. Okay.
So we'll need a third or an extra assignment to go out. So. I have 2 hours open on a Sunday.
All right, and I will put your impressions, Marie, to the empirical test.
Yeah, reliable outcome, and it's not personal. If those feelings are hurt, I'll give him a hug and give him a.
That's gonna
hug.
Make it up.
Well, if his feelings are hurt, then he needs comfort. I don't know. And I haven't slept. I'm done.
Right. That was a 7, Marie.
Right. Well done.
Marie hasn't slept, so.
If his feelings are hurt, I guess I could give him a hug.
You know, or it's just about reliability.
Maybe he wants monetary compensation. You know?
It's not ethical.
It's like it's a lawsuit.
No money between friends. Never.
So you're not, I'm sorry, Dustin, you're not getting any money out of this.
All right, Dustin, I'm going to give you $100.
All right, so see you guys next week.
I'll not be your coding partner for $100. That's what the going rate is.
Hey, by the way, this is a real sample, so take this extra serious.
Yes.
All right.
Sick.
Mari, are you going to the other lodge?